It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, May 23rd, 2018. Today is the birthday of English poet and journalist Thomas Hood, who was born in London in 1799. His humanitarian verses served as models for a whole school of social protest poets, not only in Britain and the United States, but in Germany and Russia, where he was widely translated. He's also notable as a writer of comic verse, having originated several robust forms of that genre. The son of a London bookseller, Hood became a sort of sub-editor of the London Magazine in the early 1820s during its heyday, when its circle of brilliant contributors included Charles Lamb, Thomas De Quincey, and William Hazlitt. He later went on to edit The Gem, The Comic Annual, and Hood's Magazine. In 1827, he published a volume of poems strongly influenced by John Keats, The Plea of the Midsummer Fairies. Several of the poems in it suggest that Hood might possibly have become a poet of the first rank, and it is known for the touching lyric, "I remember, I remember." However, the success of his amusing Odes and Addresses to Great People in 1825, written in collaboration with his brother-in-law, J.H. Reynolds, virtually obliged him to concentrate on humorous writing for the rest of his life. His most significant comic poem, Miss Kilmansegg and Her Precious Leg, first appeared in the New Monthly Magazine in October 1840. There is something sinister about Hood's use of humor, a trait that was to reappear in the black comedy of the later 20th century. His pages are thronged with comic mourners and undertakers, and he was famous for his punning, which appears at times to be almost a reflex action, serving as a defense against painful emotion. Of his later poems, The Song of the Shirt, The Lay of the Laborer, and The Bridge of Sighs, are moving protests against social evils of the day, including sweatshop labor, unemployment, and the double gender standard. Here's a fine example of Hood at his humorous best. No sun, no moon, no morn, no noon, no dawn, no dusk, no proper time of day. No warmth, no cheerfulness, no healthful ease, no comfortable feel in any member. No shade, no shine, no butterflies, no bees, no fruits, no flowers, no leaves, no birds. November. The novelist William Makepeace Thackeray, a friend of Hood's, gave this assessment of him. Oh, sad, marvelous picture of courage, of honesty, of patient endurance, of duty struggling against pain. Here is one, at least without guile, without pretension, without scheming, of a pure life, to his family and a little modest circle of friends, tenderly devoted. He died May 3, 1845, just 3 weeks before his 46th birthday. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 23, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.